My friends, nearly everything around you is going to change within this generation.
Biggest fear in 10 years, not having a job.
Should I go to med school or like nursing school?
You've got to find what you love.
Oh no, the future is here.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did.
Need to get a job at job.
I want to explore the world and I want to use my craft to do so.
If you haven't found it yet, keep looking and don't settle.
Our takeaway job fair this month has taken us into the mud to explore farming. We've opened some dusty old law books, talked tech and healthcare, but we haven't really thought much about the good old factory job, clock punching, assembly line, heavy industrial jobs. Do they even exist anymore in America? Well, over here is a big display of options in American manufacturing. Excuse me. Is this a really serious option, manufacturing? Brian Anthony, should I be excited about a possible factory gig, really?
Absolutely. Manufacturing is the way that innovation is rooted into our economy. If it weren't for manufacturing, and when we say manufacturing, it's actually design, processes, the sequencing of those processes into a factory. It's the chain of those factories in a global supply chain. So manufacturing is an exciting area. You absolutely need to be concerned with manufacturing.
And where do you come from here, Brian Anthony? I noticed that you're from the Boston area.
Yes, I'm the director of the Master of Engineering in Manufacturing program at MIT.
And you have kind of a big picture of this manufacturing world. It's not just factory jobs. It's also the manufacturing process, as you were saying a moment ago. And there's even small-scale manufacturing that doesn't require a huge, big factory.
Correct. It's not just factories. It's the when we say manufacturing, and you can no longer say manufacturing in the U.S. without it being either advanced manufacturing or modern manufacturing, but it's at all scales. It's the nanofabrication of electronic circuits, of the semiconductors, of the ICs that are in your computer. It's the manufacture of drugs. But even before that, it's the design of those products.
So how do I get involved in a program that's going to lead to me understanding about product design?
So many different pathways. I say manufacturing, so broadly product realization, is like the healthcare system. It's not any one thing. And just as you would be a doctor or a nurse and you would do rotations and rounds and residencies, you should be studying science, you should be studying engineering, technology, math, but then getting exposed to these various pieces of the product realization ecosystem. What does it mean to be a product designer? What does it mean to be designing a new manufacturing process? What does it mean to be operating in a factory? What does it mean to be a welder or a machinist? And have that complete perspective. And there are increasingly new opportunities to allow industry and academia to work together. So certainly within the program at MIT, the program itself is 12 months long. The students for 9 months of it are engaged in some way with a manufacturing company in the greater Boston area.
What if I just wanted to buy a 3D printer and just start off on my own? Is there anything that your program or another program around the country could help me with?
So the exciting thing about 3D printing or 3D fabrication is that it's putting the tools of rapid prototyping into people's hands. There is, just as an aside, there's a new, it's called an Innovation Manufacturing Institute that is part of our new national network of such institutes. That's focused on bringing 3D printing, 3D fabrication technologies to production level scale. You know, now you can make your own Legos and you can make much more complex Legos. And so boys, girls, men, women, it's an exciting area.
So, Brian, manufacturing traditionally in human history has been associated with a place, textiles in Britain and New England, steel in Pittsburgh and Cleveland, you know, the auto industry, of course, in Detroit. Today, what is the place where these kinds of things are made? Is there a center of manufacturing? Is it all in China right now?
No, it's not. It's worldwide. Manufacturing is certainly worldwide. I'd say in the future, you'll see more and more smaller pockets worldwide and nationally. I think you'll see more and more small companies making things. You'll have more and more small companies using the national resources that are being put into place, for example, in the U.S. with the 3D printing or advanced materials or advanced sensing and measurement centers. So there will be these pockets of expertise that are naturally located within historic regions of excellence. But I'd say the future looks very diverse and less centralized than it once did.
Does the U.S. have a competitive advantage here, or are these jobs short-lived in that they'll eventually be shipped off to Asia?
I think we have a competitive advantage. It's our education. If you look at historically, just as an aside, it's been at least 50 years where the U.S. has actually been the world's number one value-add manufacturer. In terms of total number of units, we don't make casters or lids to bottles or swizzle sticks, where the total number of items produced may be large from other places in the world. But in terms of the high technology, highly complex, very advanced products, the U.S. has been the world leader for decades. So it's ours to lose, I think, still. And I think we're doing the right things to continue to stay strong. So it's in terms of a career, if you were a young person looking for what am I going to do for the next 40 years, manufacturing is an area that you really can't go wrong. It's not a boring job. It's an exciting job with an abundance of opportunities nationwide and worldwide.
Selling manufacturing at our Takeaway Job Fair is Brian Anthony, director of MIT's Master of Engineering in Manufacturing program. Brian, thanks so much.
John, thank you.